Until noon, you're listening to Neil Mitchell.
It is 23 minutes past nine. In the studio with me is the Lord Mayor, Councillor Abigail Dynan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming. And who's the bloke with you?
Pun?
Who's this guy with you?
Robert Doyle, the Lord Mayor.
I thought you were Lord Mayor. You got the robes on.
I'm Junior Lord Mayor.
What does that mean?
Well, I entered this competition to be the Junior Lord Mayor of Melbourne, and it means that I get to meet Robert Doyle and go on mayoral duties with him, and I got lots of great opportunities to do lots of fun things.
How old are you?
11.
Bet you weren't talking like... Well, were you talking like this when you were 11, Lord...
temporary Lord Mayor. I wasn't as articulate as Abigail, and she had to go through a competition where she had to stand up and give a speech to us and answer some questions, and she did it just as she did then, in a very articulate way, and she's a remarkable young woman. I'm delighted to have her as the mini-mayor, the junior Lord Mayor.
Thank you.
What would you like to do to fix the city, Abigail?
Well, I know that we're very famous for our like graffiti art laneways, but I don't like all the tagging and graffiti around Melbourne.
Because
it doesn't make Melbourne look as good as it can be.
Yeah. Try and get rid of some of that graffiti.
Yeah. And maybe, like, if they get caught, they have to clean it up and pay for it themselves.
That's a good idea.
So they know not to do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
What else?
I see on the news a lot there's people doing bad things to each other. And I don't want, when I'm older, I want Melbourne to be a safe city to grow up in. And, and the way we could make that happen is, like, when they're caught, they have to have bigger penalties and bigger jail time, so they know.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so they
know. I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Yeah, so they know, like, if they do it, they'll get in trouble.
What grade are you in?
6.
Heaven help us. What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be a teacher.
Why?
I don't know. It just looks a fun job.
Wouldn't you like to be a prime minister or something?
I'm not sure.
No, it's a bit much, that isn't. Any other ideas? Melbourne Day. What's Melbourne Day about?
Melbourne Day is where we celebrate Melbourne's birthday, and that was another one I was going to say, for everybody to get behind Melbourne Day, so we can celebrate their birthday, and maybe as a fun thing, on the 30th of August every year, everything in Melbourne could be free, like all the Luna Park rides and the Melbourne Star and Eureka Sky Deck.
Have you been on the wheel?
I've been on the Eureka Sky Deck.
That's pretty scary,
yeah,
though.
I got it from an award for winning the Junior Lord Mayor.
Oh, okay. And how did you get to be Junior? What was the competition? What did you have to do?
Well, a lady from the Melbourne Day Committee came in and asked if anybody like wants to be the Junior Lord Mayor, and they gave in a form. And if you wanted to do it, you had to answer questions on the form, like about the history of Melbourne. And there was what's your favourite thing in Melbourne? And there was what would you give Melbourne as a birthday present?
Oh, what were your answers to that? What's your favourite thing in Melbourne?
All the sporting venues,
you,
like the MCG, Hyacinth Arena, Reliva Arena, Amy Park.
What sport are you into?
Basketball and football.
Well, we had the NBA guys in yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And football, who do you support?
Don't ask that question.
I'm not Collingwood.
How did you know?
Oh. You should have been ineligible.
I didn't know until it was too late. I'm sorry. You know, and in an otherwise flawless makeup, there is just that one little hesitation I have about Abigail, and that's it.
And what would your present to Melbourne be?
It was a statue of all the Lord Mayors with the first Lord Mayor and plaque down the bottom of all the Lord Mayors and mayors.
Who was the first Lord Mayor?
Henry Condell. Mm. He was the first Mayor.
Mayor. What's the difference?
You just get a royal warrant to make you the Lord Mayor. And they did it, I think, for Melbourne in about 1908.
So you got a royal warrant, have you?
I do. I've got it on my wall. Next time you're in the office,
should
I'll point
arrested.
It out. Yeah, exactly right. I think it's a bit late for Edward VII, but anyway.
What school are you at, Abigail?
Stella Maris in Point Cook.
Okay.
Catholic primary school.
What do you think we can do about the traffic? If you're down Point Cook, you must know a bit about traffic.
Yeah, my mum, she goes from Point Cook to Altona North.
Oh, no, it must take her hours.
Yeah, and sometimes it's okay, but sometimes she's stuck in traffic for a long time.
Mm.
I'm not sure how we can fix it, though.
No, I don't bet. What do you study at school? What classes do you like?
I like English. I'm not a big fan of maths.
No, neither am I.
I like English and PE and inquiry.
What's inquiry?
Where you, like, research about subjects. Last term we did, like, types of energies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I just like learning about new stuff.
I think we need you to save the world. We got some problems in the world, and I think you might be our best hope. What do you think?
I'm not sure.
We'll get rid of all this lot, and, you know, Tony Abbott and the rest of them, you can go up there and run the place. You got time for that?
I think, yeah.
Better get through grade six first.
Yeah. Let her get into secondary school before you have her taking over the world. But I've got no doubt that if she chooses to do it, she could do it.
Yeah, oh, good on you. Well, good luck. I love the gowns too. And
thank you.
Did you make that? Or was that?
No, I got it on the day when we were at the town hall when okay. we won it. Yeah.
And have you had lunch at the town hall yet?
No.
That's they do that well. That's about all they do down there some of the time.
You don't have to answer that, Abigail. You know, you don't have to respond to that at all, I promise you.
You're riding around in the big limo?
I think I'm going. Yeah.
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 Okay. Abigail, look, it's great to talk to you. We better talk to the other one now. But you enjoy your day, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
Great fun. Well done.
Thank you.
You can be one of our correspondents if you like. You could give us a regular opinion on what's happening around the world. Probably makes sense, more sense than a lot of what we get from the politicians, wouldn't it? No, we won't ask you about politicians. There's one sitting next to you. Abigail Dunn, and thank you very much. Good on you.
Thank you.
Good luck.